Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them authority over all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Does anybody know anything about St. Cosmas or St. Damian? You don't know anything? Does anybody by the have the name Cosmas? Nobody here by the name Damian or Damian? No? Well, maybe somebody wants to think of taking that as your confirmation saint then. These are amazing, incredible saints. These two saints were saints of the early church. You know, at the time when it was illegal for somebody to become a Christian, for somebody to become a Catholic. Great persecution in the early ages of the church. And we know that they are great martyrs, so highly thought of in Rome. We're Roman Catholics, all of us who are here. In the canon of the Mass, you're going to hear me say the words Cosmas and Damian. So for century upon century, for 1800 years, it's a long time, we've been saying their names every time as Catholics we celebrate Mass. Cosmas and Damian. These two saints were amazing men. They were doctors. They were brothers. They were men who lived their whole lives together as brothers and as doctors. One of the great things about them was that as doctors, how many of you here want to become a doctor? Sounds like a pretty cool profession, right? Make a lot of money. Nobody wants to be a doctor? Wow. This is the first time I've ever been in Mass with so many. Okay, maybe you back there, Mr. Story, wants to be a doctor. That's a great profession. Make a lot of money with that. Well, guess what St. Cosmas and Damian did? They were doctors. They eventually converted and found Christ, became Catholics. And then when they became Catholics, they never charged anybody ever again to do their healing arts. They gave it free. They spent their whole lives just going from place to place, healing people who were sick, giving them medicines that they needed, and didn't charge a dime for any of their services. Why? Do you know why they did that? Because all they wanted to do with their whole of their lives was not to make money for themselves, but they wanted to heal people and then say, hey, you experience the healing that I know how to give. Let me show you the healing that my God knows how to give. I can heal your body, but I know somebody who can actually heal your soul. Let me tell you what he did for me. And they would use their ability to do something, in their case, healing, to be able to minister to people and lead them to Christ. That's all that they wanted to do. And because they were so good at that, they were denounced as Christians and eventually had their lives taken from them by the state. So what that teaches us is that if we want to be like the saints, which all of us should want to be like, to recognize that the saints were just regular people, Cosmas and Damian, they were regular men who just knew how to heal, just knew how to be doctors. But why were they saints? Is because they took the regular things that they knew how to do, the regular gifts that they had, the knowledge that they had acquired, and used it just to build up the Christ, to build up the gospel. If you want to be like St. Cosmas or St. Damian, you don't need to become some sort of super Christian. All you got to do is ask, what is it that God has given me? What skill do I have? What grace am I able to do? Okay, and how am I to put that at the service of Christ and the gospel? Maybe some of you God is calling to be a teacher. Well, great, be a great teacher like some of the teachers that you have there. Instruct. But also, in your teaching, be able to find a way to open up people to following Christ in a new way. Maybe our Lord is calling you to be somebody who works out there on the roads, to be able to make sure that our roads are safe. Well, good. Do that well and find a way to where you can, in repairing the roads, be able to show somebody the road that leads to eternal life. Whatever it is that God has in store for you, whatever skills you had, whether that's going out there to be a great football player out on the field or do well in volleyball or whatever skill it is that you had, if you incorporate Christ into the center of that, that becomes the thing of sanctity. That becomes the thing of what saints really are. That's all that St. Cosmas and Damian did. And that's the same thing for you and for me. Not everybody here of you young men is called to be a priest. I don't know if you're called to be a priest, Josh. I don't know, Julian, if you're called to be a priest. But if you're not, you're still called to bring people to Christ. You're still called to help open up a door so that somebody can find a relationship with God. And that just means doing whatever it is that you are called to do in your everyday life to be able to share something that's small that helps somebody to come to know the joy of the gospel that you all have. St. Cosmas and Damian did it by healing and not charging a dime for it. What's it that God's calling you to do? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.